listeners. I'm Michaela Kennan. Throughout this next hour, we'll be getting into rhythms and beats, a veritable journey through the musical sounds of drum beats, downbeats, riffs, and rim shots, and just all kinds of wonderful things people can do with a human voice. You're listening to Outbeat Music. I'll be back. again. You're listening to Outbeat Music, and that was Barbara Borden starting us off with her rendition of Heaven Bells, that from her 1997 CD release entitled Beauty in the Beat. And if you happen to be thinking about the instruments you were hearing, consider that we were picking up a few bongos, something called crotales, which are actually like little 4-inch antique cymbals. If you think of a finger cymbal, it's very close to that, but a bit larger. Dumbeks, of course, which are a type of drum, tambourines, and a huge assortment of different indigenous bells and gongs, probably coming from the continent of Asia. So why is this important? Well, percussion instruments are believed to be some of the first musical devices that were intentionally created. Obviously, the human voice comes in as generally the first natural kind of instrument, but things like hands and feet, sticks and rocks were widely in use long before vocalizations became incorporated in the musicality of composition. So, different qualities, you know, sticks and rocks and hands and feet and slaps and various noises that you can get by putting them all together created the first original music on a percussion level. So it's a pretty interesting kind of concept to entertain. Tempo, rhythm, cadence, beat, these are all set with percussion instruments. They are more or less the backbone or the heartbeat of the actual musical composition. And if you listen closely, they actually do provide some melody and harmony as well. And we heard that in this last piece. So it's all about vibration, resonance, and a really, truly primal aspect of energy and motion, which is something very fundamental to our being. If you think of a fetus in the womb, its earliest sounds are that of the mother's pumping blood, the heartbeat, this liquid environment, of course, which just makes it resonate all over the place. And it's no wonder we can get lost in all of that so well. So let's take a quick break. Let's go to Greg Moralia with the Outbeat News and then get on with the show. Thanks.
Say good evening. This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, September 11th, 2011.
An airplane has hit the World Trade Center, and that's all we know.
Today, we've had a national tragedy.
American Airlines Flight 11 departing Boston for Los Angeles.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
World Trade Center has been one of their missions.
We heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out. Everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side.
If you join me in a moment of silence.
Violence spread worldwide and there's families on the street.
People running their hair on fire. People were jumping out of the World Trade Center. Jumping out because they don't know what to do.
It's been reported that my brother John was the captain of American Airlines Flight 11, which was hijacked out of Logan Airport. I keep looking at the cornfield behind me, hoping that my brother comes walking on out.
People were on those planes that just began their lives like children.
My children are only 5 and 8 years old. I think mommy's still at work. If anyone sees it, please call us. Please look at the picture and call me. Thank you.
Retired New York City firefighter Tom Ryan remembers sitting at his computer on his day off 10 years ago today, the morning of September 11th, 2001. He received an instant message that a plane had struck the World Trade Center. He immediately called the firehouse, Ladder Company 12, in Chelsea, where a colleague relayed information that prompted him to race toward the site and reach the scene of devastation shortly after the second tower collapsed. The voice on the other line belonged to Angel Huarbe, one of few firefighters to express support for Ryan, who was at the time the first openly gay firefighter on the New York Fire Department. Huarbe would perish later that day, one of 5 firefighters lost from Ladder Company 12, and among nearly 3,000 people who died in the terrorist attacks in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania that touched LGBT people individually and collectively as Americans. They were there as firefighters, they were there as cops, they were the victims and the rescuers, said Ryan. It's just like in the rest of life.
In case I don't see you again, I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much.
You'll find a way.
And here in Sonoma County, Art for Life, the wine country's premier art auction, will happen on Saturday, September 17th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Mary Agatha Firth Center in Windsor. The legendary auction will feature work by more than 200 talented local artists. What started in 1988 as a grassroots effort on behalf of local artists to combat the AIDS epidemic has become Face2Face's most important fundraising event of the year, raising crucial funds needed to provide our services to people living with HIV and AIDS in Sonoma County. Thanks to the wonderful sponsors, 100% of the money raised during the event will be used to ensure that every man, woman, and child living with HIV/AIDS in Sonoma County has access to life-changing services. Some 250 works of art will be available for purchase, including original paintings, photography, drawings, sculpture, and jewelry. The benefit will offer delicious hors d'oeuvres by A La Heart Catering, Dirk's Parkside Cafe, and the Jimtown Store, along with complimentary premier Sonoma County wine tasting. Guests planning to attend the auction are encouraged to view the catalog on www.f2f.org in order to select their favorite pieces and plan for bidding. Dozens of pieces will be on display in the windows of Saks on the Square, Face2Face's upscale thrift store located at 116 4th Street in Santa Rosa. Again, for more information, check out the Face2Face website at www.f2f.org. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, September 12th at 7 p.m., Spanish-speaking parent support group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. On Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay group meets at the Positive Images Center. And on Thursday, September 15th at 5:30 p.m., Smart Women Business Networking happens at the Pelican Art Gallery, 143 Petaluma Boulevard North in Petaluma. And on Friday, September 16th at 10:30 a.m., the Sonoma Valley Seniors Group will gather at the Vintage House Senior Center, 264 First Street East in Sonoma. If you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, be sure to tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat Radio News. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan.
Thank you, Greg, for remembering. And yes, it is September 11th, 2011. A great tribute this evening to all of those who gave their lives willingly or unexpectedly. We were all touched by that. So I do welcome you back. You are listening to Outbeat Music here on KRCB Radio. I'm Michaela Kennan, your Outbeat musical host, and a big greeting to Mary Moore Campagna, engineering this evening. Our show theme, of course, Rhythm and Beats. And as you know, on this program, we do our very best to provide you with the music and artistry of LGBT musicians and composers spanning time, genres, and culture. I appreciate that you've tuned in.
ba diddle le boy ba diddle doodle doo doo ba 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 diddle doodle doo doo ba 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 diddle doo 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 ba 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 diddle 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 doo doo. Any time of day, hear me say any time or tune, hear me croon any time of night, yeah, get it right. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I did that, I did that. But do the bill, but a fifth of the other day, that I'd live today. Jehovah did live, did live that out of that, did live. Oh, any time of day, hear me say any time or tune, hear me croon any time of night, yeah, you heard me right. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do that. I did that, I did that.
That for a little toe-tapping trek through the world of rhythms and beats. Something about jazz, isn't there? Jazz music. You just heard the neo-vintage piece entitled Yoffe Street, followed then by the late Mary Lofstrom singing I'll Do Dot. Jazz is one of the art forms that can uniquely said to be made in America. If you think about it, its origins are most likely the post-slavery days of the African-American culture. Think about urbanization, think about the Industrial Revolution in that late 19th century era. Children of slaves moving into the cities, bringing with them their musical heritage, their experience into the urban scene. Think about clubs, the speakeasies, those late night places that began to form. And this is where jazz had its origins. Improvisation is a key element in jazz. And you'll hear various instruments go off and kind of do their own thing in a lot of jazz pieces. At some point, it all comes back together, and that's when the applause happens. That's what we all like to hear. As frenetic and just kind of independent as it all sounds, when it all comes back together in beat, that's the magic of the music. Scat singing, which you just heard in Mary Lofstrom's piece, is the subgenre of jazz improv, and it's in this case where the vocalist will sing basically syllables or meaningless sounds rather than actual words, the idea being to focus more on the rhythm and feel of the music rather than the narrative. So it's a pretty cool thing. Piano, very key element in a lot of jazz pieces, yet another kind of instrument making a lot of use of vibrations and resonance, different musical tensions, which then are evocative of different musical moods and various sounds that you get out of one instrument. If you listen to the steady beat of this next piece, Pure Piano, Michael Rodriguez, taking us up to the half hour with his rendition of Summer, this from his CD entitled Invocation, See How It Makes You Feel. Thank you.
You're listening to KRCB FM Santa Rosa, serving the North Bay with news, information, and the best variety of original programs at 91.1 and 90.9, also streaming at krcb.org.
Take it down.
I'm Michaela Cannon. You are listening to Outbeat Music, our venue this evening entitled Rhythms and Beats. And if you enjoyed that little toe-tapping trek, it's called World Without End. It's from the classic CD Canticles of Light, which is probably one of the most popular and original CDs that started out a few years ago, demonstrating the power of cross-cultural collaboration. Say that quickly three times. Anyway, a piece that I wanted to introduce you to because it really, really displays the variations of the human voice as an instrument, specifically used in the context of things like chants and rituals. In this type of music, this kind of style can vary from repetitive words and chants to things like tribal drums and all the way over to electronic variations. This is actually the music of ancient culture. A lot of the lyrics that you hear revolve around nature, myths, legends, spiritual practices, religious beliefs. Think of the Hawaiian music. Think of your Native American music. All of those kinds of things really celebrate natural rhythms of earth and sky. Again, one hears a variety of percussive sounds. You've got the bells, the shakers, the drums, rattles, various vocalizations. Often there's a fusion of that cultural influence. And in that last piece, you heard everything from Native American chant to the dissonance of Middle Eastern sounds, all the way now to some of the folk instruments of right here in North America. So it's a pretty cool thing. New Age music, the evolution of electronic music coming out over the last 20 years, has really brought this to the forefront. Sometimes you'll hear it under the label of world music. Sometimes it's new age. Sometimes it's all under meditation or relaxation. It's actually quite interesting if you really get into it and listen closely. The next piece we're going to play is actually just two pieces, really. It's by electric cellist and vocalist Jamie Sieber. She is very, very forefront in the use of the electric cello, and also gets into some very, very nice overtones with her vocalizations. Pay attention to the ethnic layers and the melodic layers as they come together. First piece, Dancing at the Temple Gate, and second piece, Daybreak. These both from her CD entitled Lush Mechanique. the beautiful sounds of slacky guitar. Sounds of Hawaii rounding out our musical journey through rhythms and beats this evening. That selection entitled Flood from the CD Makana. Makana meaning gift or reward. It's also a mountain on the beautiful Garden Isle of Kauai, my heart home, and interestingly, the featured geographical location known as Ballyhai from that well-known 1958 musical, South Pacific. We're glad you could be with us this evening. Next time on Outbeat Music, it is String Theory, taking a look at the compelling beauty of simple and subtle acoustic music. My featured guest will be Mike Drayton. He is fiddle player and vocalist for the Road Oilers, which is an old-time acoustic string band from right here in Sonoma County. Next week on Outbeat Collage, I'll be back with my co-host Gary Carnevale. We'll be talking to Rachel Gardner about the upcoming Calabash event, plus Andrew Hay, director of the new gay film entitled Weekend. As always, my thanks to Mary Moore Campagna for engineering this evening. To you, our KRCB listeners, for tuning in and keeping us truly community-powered. For now, I'm Michaela Kennan. Until next time, may I remind you to be real, be remarkable, and be of love. Sovo So takes us out with that instrumental, Be of Love. I'll see you next time. Thank you.